Senator Steinborn, you have introduced legislation that would appropriate $60 million for face masks and COVID-19 test kits for New Mexicans. Can you kind of give us the details on what the legislation aims to do?
It really aims to deploy to New Mexicans some of the most powerful tools we have to protect us from getting COVID and spreading COVID. And number one at the top of that list is better quality masks. The best mask available that any of us can be wearing is an N95 or KN95 mask. COVID is an aerosolized virus, and the way that you can protect yourself when you're around others and you're in indoor settings is to wear a very good quality mask. The best thing, an N95 or kind of its equivalent, KN95. So what one of my bills does is invest money in being able to provide in mass quantity KN95 masks to distribute to New Mexicans free of charge. And the reason for that is this is a public health emergency. These masks are cheap when you buy them in bulk. But the fact is that we're all in this together, and it's a great cost savings to the state of New Mexico to not have people be hospitalized, to not have systems shut down, not have schools shut down. And so it's a wise use of our federal COVID resources that have come in. And so what one bill does is deploy millions of masks out there in the state. The other one that it does is get more at-home tests out to New Mexicans. You know, it's super important for people to know if they have COVID so that they can quarantine and not spread it to others. And in order to do that, it's very important that we have timely testing available to people. I think New Mexico has a great testing system where you can get a PCR test really easy.
How do you see the state legislature addressing this, though? I mean, even if these bills do pass,
we can get the funding to the Department of Health very quickly. And one thing that I am talking to administration officials about and still working with them on the proposal, but, you know, the legislature has the ability to pass a bill with an emergency clause, what's called an emergency clause, that would basically get the funding to them upon signing of the governor. And so what I would hope to do is, because of the public health situation we're dealing with the Omicron virus, it's about to hit the state of New Mexico, and we're probably going to see a very significant spike in cases, is that we do pass this bill at the outset of the session. We make that money available to the Department of Health so that they can get about the business of procuring these resources and get them out to New Mexicans as quickly as possible. And so that may be easier done with the masks than with the tests right now, which we all know that we have a national bottleneck on those tests. The state also has, in the process of acquiring some tests from some federal funding that's been made available. So I think in the case of that funding, that is something that will be even more valuable a few months down the road because there's already a pipeline effort underway with the state. But needless to say, we need to provide more resources for beyond that, which is just a few months from now. But in terms of the KN95 masks, we should get going procuring those right away. And I think there's a lot of supply of that, and we should get what we can get for the state and start to get them out to folks.
Okay, you serve on the Senate Finance Committee, a committee that's heavily involved in putting together the budget for the state. That's going to be a big focus of this legislative session. It's a 30-day session. What are your concerns about the pandemic and how it continues to impact New Mexico's economy?
Yeah, I mean, it's super concerning. You know, starting with our hospitals are already at max capacity and crisis, what they call crisis standards of care. And, you know, with Omicron, even though they're seeing maybe reduced death as a percentage, nonetheless, you can get very, very sick and die, certainly if you're not vaccinated. And with where we're at right now, and then if you look at these steep, almost like straight line curves up, every place Omicron is hitting and is expected to hit New Mexico in force here in the next couple weeks, month, that it could really push our hospitals just over the edge. And, you know, just you could see lots of critical frontline workers not be able to work and start to see all the disruptions that we saw in the early days of COVID, and not to mention what we're dealing with schools. So it's going to force a lot of tough decisions across the board, and, you know, nobody wants that.
New Mexico State Senator Jeff Steinborn, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.